Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'll be your moderator and host for this morning's call. As I just mentioned, and I saw a bunch of folks just fall in after I mentioned it, so I'll just mention it again. I am down in Florida in West Palm Beach at the Underwood event that they've got hosted down here at the PGA National Hotel. It's actually a beautiful, beautiful complex. We just heard from Marty Turner this morning. I had a chance to share a little bit about the Shackley products. We heard from the Underwoods, and Heather Chastain had just gone up on stage when I walked out. And so this is going to be a little bit of a shorter call just because I need to get back down there. I'm actually speaking again in just a bit. So I just want to make sure, though, that we as a team come together on a Saturday, as we always do. Just a reminder for why we come together for these team calls, and I think most of you know this, and that's why you're here. But it's about staying connected. It's about remembering about your Shackley business. We all have busy lives. We all have a lot of other things pulling us in lots of different directions. And when we come together on our Saturday team calls, and we also have our Monday morning motivational call, and I know a lot of folks on the team have webinars set up for their team and different things that they're doing, the purpose for that is to keep Shackley top of mind. When we work in a corporate environment, our business and our job is top of mind, and in our Shackley world, we have to keep it top of mind. So just that brief reminder about that. So what I wanted to talk about today is sort of the mindset and who are we attracting to our business, and it's really based on our mindset. It's how we think about the business. So just do a quick assessment as I go through some of these questions here for yourself. Do you see Shackley as a sales business? Do you see yourself as selling product? If you do, the people that you sell to and the people you're talking to will see Shackley as a sales business. Do you see Shackley as a wealth-building opportunity? If you say yes to that, then the people that you're talking to and sharing Shackley with will also see Shackley as a wealth-building opportunity. You see, whatever we think about, we bring about, and you've heard me say that over and over and over again, but it really translates into our language and how we talk about things. So if you see Shackley, for example, as a sales business and that you sell Shackley products, when you talk to people, you'll talk to them about the sales, and you'll talk about, oh, you know, I sold a lot of product this month, or my business is growing, I got lots of new product customers. The language we use will indicate how we view this business. If we're talking about it from a wealth-building perspective, we'll talk about the assets that we're building. We'll talk about how we put in this time and this energy and what we're building for the future. And you can just hear in those two extreme examples, you can hear the difference in the conversation. And so we have to really look at our language when we wonder what's happening in our Shackley business. Are we where we want to be? Is our business growing the way we want it to grow? And some of it will be determined by our mindset and how we look at the business and how we're out there talking about the business. So many of you know about the cash flow quadrant. It's something that Robert Kiyosaki has written a book about, and we talk about the cash flow quadrant a lot in the Shackley world. And just as a reminder and a refresher, if you think of a quadrant, you know, there's four blocks in a quadrant. And on one side of the vertical line, there is the employee and the self-employed. On the other side of the vertical line is the investor and the business owner. When we have an employee mindset, when we have even a self-employed mindset, a lot of times it is about the work so hard to get an income and to get a paycheck. When you flip over to the other side of the line and you look at the investor and the business owner, it's about creating an asset. It's about creating something that you build for a lifetime. And in the Shackley world, we talk a lot about residual income and building something that is going to continue to grow, and it'll continue growing whether you're working it or not. You know, I like to think about when I was back in Japan a few weeks ago, and you know, I was working at odd hours because of the time zone difference, but I was working in the middle of the night, and when I was sleeping, my Shackley business was working in the U.S. And I met people in Japan who were a part of my organization that I hadn't met yet, and we couldn't communicate. We had to use the translator to communicate, but what a powerful business model we offer here in Shackley. What a powerful opportunity we offer people to truly build an asset, to build something of massive, massive consequence into the future in their life. And so I just want you to think about how you're looking at the Shackley business, because I know on these calls we try to share that big Shackley picture. We try to make sure that you know what the steps are and what all the keys are for how you're going to build that massive asset. But sometimes we need to step back and really look at, are we talking about it in terms of it being an asset? Are we thinking of it in terms of it being an asset? If you even just look at a Shackley business, for example, at the director level, So let's just assume that a director makes $10,000 a year, okay? And so, you know, we've got all the average incomes from Shackley. We can even look at a coordinator for $21,000 a year. And whatever you choose, when you look at that and you think about that extra money being added to your annual life, what could you do with that? Even if you break it down, let's look at coordinator for $1,800 extra a month. If you take $1,800 extra dollars and you put that into a savings account, how would that grow over time, right? So that's one thing to look at. But I think when we look at the time and the effort that we invest in our Shackley business to create something like the coordinatorship, it is far less time and effort than it's going to take years if we would put money into an account to earn that type of income. And so in the Shackley business, we can build something of significance, and we can build it far faster than we could if we took money and invested it in, let's say, the stock market or funds or mutual funds or whatever it would be, that we, and certainly not in a bank account right now because there's no investment return. But when we look at a Shackley business, I just wanted to sort of plant that seed here as we sort of think through really about our Shackley business. So let's take a step back even further then and look at your vision, because your vision and what you're trying to create in Shackley all ties into our mindset and our thinking. So when people have a limited mindset about Shackley, when they have a limited thinking around Shackley, and they think, okay, this is a sales business, I've got to go and I've got to sell X number of points a month, and so that's however many use kits, or that's however many Shackley 180 kits, that becomes then a sales dilemma, so to speak. You know, how am I going to sell all of this product? How am I going to sell the benefits of the Shackley products, and how am I going to get new customers and keep customers? And is that a piece of what we do? Absolutely. Yes, we move products. Now, let's use the word move product versus sell product. Yes, there's a sales cycle, and I'm not trying to avoid the fact that, yes, we sell product. But I think that the language I personally use helps me keep my head in the right place, because I move product, but I always like to think of moving product through distributors. I like to think of my business as going out and finding people who I want to partner with and who want to partner with me to build something that will give them a life of significance, build something that's going to truly help other people. One of the people that went on the stage today, they had some millennials on the stage talking about why they're building a Shackley business. And one of the girls said that she's had a job for many, many years. For her it was many, many years. And that's how she said it on the stage, which is why I repeated it, but it was only probably 2 or 3 years because she's a millennial. But she was talking about the fact that in her job that she doesn't help people, that she helps companies, you know, maybe get more customers, and she doesn't even believe in the products necessarily that the company markets. But in Shackley, every single day, every life she touches with either the Shackley products or the Shackley opportunity changes lives. And she felt that that gave her a life of significance, that it helped her to be more true to her passion and her mission and who she was as a person. So when you look at your Shackley business, does your Shackley business reflect who you are as a person, the mission, the direction you're moving in your life? If you truly want to help people and help change lives, are you doing that through your Shackley business? The Shackley business gives us a massive platform to do that, but we have to go out there and talk about it. There was another woman giving a product testimonial on the stage this morning, and she was talking about how, as a lawyer, she was so stressed out and so depressed and so in flux in her life that when she went to the doctor put her on massive antidepressants, which affected her total overall health. And it wasn't until Shackley was introduced to her life that she finally figured out a way to naturally help her body handle the day-in and day-out stress of her job. She feels healthier now. She wants to go out and share Shackley with other people because of the difference it made in her life. But, you know, we truly help people every day. We help people have a better opportunity in life from a wealth perspective, to be able to build something where they can actually own their own life. They can decide when they want to work. They can decide how much they want to work. They can decide how much income they want to earn. No one else determines that. And every day they can be empowered and excited to get up in the morning. When I get up in the morning to go to just around the corner from where I sleep to where I work, but I get a chance to get on the phone with people who are building something. And we get on the phone and we strategize about how to build bigger, how to build more in line with what they're trying to create, how to tweak things in what they're doing to have better results or more massive results. At the table, we've got about 50 people in our organization in this back corner of the meeting room here, and everybody couldn't wait to see each other this morning. It's the hugs, it's the encouragement, it's the support, and that's what we build in Shackley. When you think of going to a corporate job and you look around, I remember when I worked for the phone company, and I used to look around and think, I don't want to spend time with half of these people. They're not positive. They don't have a good energy. I wouldn't pick these people to spend 8 hours a day with, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sort of stuck working with those people for 8 hours a day. In Shackley, we build the team that we want to build. We create the life that we want to live. And if we view it that way, and if our vision aligns with that and what we're doing in our life and the direction we want to move in, then we create something massive here with Shackley, and we go out and we share that with other people. And hopefully we talk about it in a way that people get excited to want to partner with us and to join in on this mission to go out and truly change lives. So I get excited and jazzed up. I hopefully you guys can hear that in my voice, that I get, you know, motivated and inspired by what we do here in Shackley. But the question is, do you get motivated and inspired when you think about what you're providing other people with Shackley? Or do you think, oh gosh, I've got to go sell a Vitali today, or oh gosh, I've got to go out and sell some Vitalizer? Because if that's the thought pattern, it will be conveyed in your energy, your conversation, even the smile or lack of smile on your face. Now, most of us believe in the Shackley products, and so the way I just said that probably wasn't completely fair, because probably if you're out there sharing Vitalizer and the youth products and all these other products that we offer, you will have a genuine smile, and you'll be excited to help somebody change their life from a health perspective. But Shackley is so much more than that. And yes, we can build a business by selling products, so don't get me wrong. Yes, 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 we have a direct sales component of our business. However, the wealth-building part, the part that truly, in my opinion, changes lives far more than our health products do, is the opportunity for people to own their life. When I think about all of the people that are in Shackley that have the ability to get up when they want to get up, as somebody said this morning, I think Marty Turner, the master coordinator from Minnesota, he said he sleeps until he's done sleeping, and then he gets up and he shares Shackley with people that he wants to share Shackley with. So he gets to work with the people he wants to work with. He gets to live life on his own terms. And they had the million-dollar earners in Shackley stand up in this room, and it's a room of about 200 people. And I would say 60 to 70% of the room stood up as million-dollar earners here in Shackley. Now, there are loads and loads of guests here. There's lots of new people here. And there's a history and a heritage of people truly owning their life. So how do you look at your Shackley business? How do you look at this opportunity that you are creating for yourself and for other people? How do you go out and share it? Because, yes, we know that the Shackley products work. We know they're going to improve health. I mean, my goodness, the science is out there that proves it. And every single person should have our cleaning products in their home, and every single person should have the nutrition in their body. And it will change their health, absolutely. However, when people truly own their life and they truly have hope for the future, it changes how they live. You think about people who have this glow on their skin and this light in their eye, and they have a magnetic personality. It's because they have hope for the future. They're excited about their life. They're excited to share what they're doing, and they're excited to be around others and share with others what's going on in their life and to listen and to learn about what's going on in the other person's life as well. And in Shackley, we have that in spades. I can't imagine being with any other company. You know, listening to Heather on the stage every time I have time to spend with Heather Chastain, our president of North America, her passion for Shackley, her commitment to our heritage, her commitment to the quality, the ethics, the integrity of what we offer and what we provide is unparalleled. And I had a chance to spend about a half an hour one-on-one with her this morning before the meeting started. And she is so committed to taking this company into massive, massive momentum. And I heard it said once that, you know, if any boat that's in the water, when the tide rises, the boat rises. And so if you're building your Shackley business right now, and if the momentum wave comes, your boat is in the water, and so you will rise with the tide. But if your boat isn't in the water, if you haven't gotten started yet, if you haven't even built anything that you want to build yet, work on that now. You want to be in the water when the momentum wave hits, because everybody benefits. And Heather is absolutely 110% committed to creating creating that momentum. Roger Barnett has partnered with her, with the Shackley Masters, with the Shackley Field to make that happen. At our global conference in August, there's a bunch of new products being launched. I wish I could tell you guys about them. I'm so excited. I can't wait because, yes, I believe in the products. And this opportunity that we have to change lives is going to be magnified on that stage. We're going to hear a lot about how people are changing lives from the business perspective. So please don't miss that global conference. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet for the global conference, there's only a few left. I didn't hear what Heather said this morning as far as the numbers, but I think we're down to maybe 100 tickets left. This conference will be the first conference to sell out since I've been in Shackley, which is very, very exciting. And it just goes to show all the excitement around what's going on in Shackley right now. So just to wrap up, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, so I know some folks have been dropping in as we've been talking here, and so you didn't probably hear that I'm at the event down in Florida in West Palm Beach, and so I need to get back down to the ballroom to be a part of the event. So this is a little bit of a shorter call today. But just remember, your mindset determines how you go out and share Shackley, how you personally view Shackley, whether you see it as a sales business or whether you see it as this massive wealth-building tool. That's how you will go out and share Shackley. That will also determine who you attract into your business because the way you talk about it is going to impact the person you're sharing it with. If you talk about it as sales, the person you're talking to is probably going to say, well, do I like sales or do I not like sales? If you're talking about a wealth-building tool, the person that you're talking to is going to think, gosh, do I need a wealth-building tool or not? And they're going to see the excitement on your face either way and your energy either way. So make sure you determine for yourself how you want to talk about Shackley and how you want to represent this amazing gift that we have. Yes, as I've said 101 times, it truly changes people's health and it truly changes people's wealth. It's a gift that we have to decide how we're going to use. I am so excited to be partnered with each and every one of you along this journey to build your wealth building tool, and I'm here to help in any way that I possibly can. So please don't hesitate to reach out and ask any questions. Do whatever you need to do to get your business where you want it to be. And we will be here same time, same place next Saturday. So we'll talk to everybody then. Have a blessed Saturday. Have an amazing Shackley Saturday and an amazing Shackley weekend. Goodbye, everybody.